You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For major government reform. There should be no doubt about that. That was on the campaign. The president spoke about that at every rally. The people voted for major government reform. And that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for. And a lot of times, people that don't get what they voted for, but in this presidency, they are going to get what they voted for. And that's what democracy is all about.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, there you have Elon Musk explaining to the press what the American people voted for. And I would love to hear Joe Concha explain to us the Elon Musk factor right now. How important has Elon Musk been to taking the pressure off of Donald Trump? Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Annie. I'm not sure Donald Trump feels pressure, but
yeah, that's just true.
All of that said, I just can't get over the fact that we have a media that they're given a talking point. They're given a memo. They're given a meme. And boy, do they go with it without questions whatsoever. So this week, it's everybody has to say, okay, constitutional crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you say that over and over again. Do we have to define what the constitutional crisis is? No, of course not. Just keep saying it. And if you say it enough, maybe people will believe it. This apparently is the constitutional crisis. You have a president who was duly elected, both with the popular vote and the Electoral College winning every swing state. He, as a CEO, as an executive, like running a company, once you are made the CEO, then you hire people around you and you delegate certain responsibilities to them. In this case, Elon Musk and Doge was tasked with going in and auditing government agencies for wasteful spending, for possible corruption, or both. And obviously, in our federal government, if you ask 100 people on the street, I'm pretty sure 99 will say, yeah, there's probably both in our government based on what we've seen in the past. So apparently this is a very big problem for people where they're just going off on Musk, who's worth $400 billion, as if he's trying to go in there to get the Social Security numbers of people to steal from them, as Elizabeth Warren said, instead of just doing a job where he's already running like five companies at once, and he's not getting paid to do this one. He just happens to care about the country. And this is what he's good at based on what we saw at Twitter. So apparently that's the constitutional crisis, that if you question an activist judge's ruling, then that's a problem and that's going to lead to. No, it's not actually. It's, boy, all I know is under Joe Biden, he defied the Supreme Court over and over again on on student loans.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee today on student loan forgiveness. And then obviously weaponized the Justice Department against Donald Trump. And oh, yeah, tried to, put his own opponent in jail, not him, but, probably directed by him or whoever controlled him. So I'm giving a very long answer here. But the point is that there's nothing wrong with what Elon Musk is doing. And most Americans are, this is what they voted for, and therefore they're liking it because of all the things he's discovering. That's the story, by the way, not Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What he's discovering.
It's wild to me to have such a clear understanding going into the election. If you vote for Donald Trump, he's going to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
And I've never in my lifetime, I don't think, ever seen a president immediately do almost everything that he said he was going to do, and it hasn't even been a month. I don't understand where the left thinks they're going to successfully land the point that we didn't elect Elon Musk, and that as a non-elected official, he shouldn't be allowed to do anything, when we really remember the name Anthony Fauci. And we know how much that unelected official bureaucrat changed our lives, kept us from our loved ones on their deathbeds. I mean, we have longer memories than they need us to have. And the fact that Elon Musk is doing exactly, he was jumping up and down like a goofball on the stage to help get Donald Trump elected. This is not, it shouldn't be a surprise.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not at all. Great point with Fauci, by the way, Annie, that's so true that. Yeah, he wasn't elected either, right? And so many other people we could name, like Jill Biden, like Hunter Biden, that may have been helping to run things at the White House, or Susan Rice, or Ron Klain, you know, whoever the shadow presidency was, or whatever it was composed of. It's remarkable. But that doesn't justify, I'm not saying two wrongs make a right here, because having Elon Musk in this position absolutely is not wrong. And by the way, Tom Holman also wasn't confirmed by the Senate, and no one seems to have one problem with him.
True.
Right, because who wants to mess with that guy? So that's one starter. But yeah, he's been doing the same thing. He was hired by Trump. He was given a position. It's one that doesn't need Senate confirmation, and he's going about doing his job. And now we're seeing 93% drop in border crossings without one more inch of the wall being built. Just Trump's rhetoric alone and the show of force as far as our U.S. troops there, that's doing the job temporarily. They need a permanent solution there. I don't mean to change gears, but overall, 23 days into this presidency, every day a new hostage is coming home, which is remarkable. And we saw Mark Fogel last night, and you know, it was just so heartwarming to see him there with a Pennsylvania beer in his hand with Trump at the White House. And he was at a loss for words because, yeah, if you're in prison in Russia for 3.5 years, you're probably a bit, you know, shaken still to that point where it's hard to get your emotions together. But it was such a great moment, just like the Super Bowl was a great moment. And last night, MSNBC didn't cover one stitch of Mark Fogel at the White House. I found that, even for that network, remarkable, because that was obviously a very big moment. But overall, I have a new story in the Washington Examiner today Annie, and it's all about how Americana's back, right? Like we saw during the Super Bowl, that Brad Pitt ad was amazing, right? We got, wow, Cowboys holding American flags again, and yep. I'm watching the troops at Iwo Jima, and I'm seeing the Apollo 13 landing, and like all that stuff. It was just like, wow, this is like jingoistic at this point. Then Trump gets cheered, Taylor Swift gets booed. I mean, what's more American than that? That was awesome. And by the way, Trump's day, he played 18 with Tiger Woods in the morning, then you fly to the Super Bowl. You want to talk about my dream day?
No kidding.
That guy just had it, right? So overall, yeah, we didn't see the woke commercials really much during the Super Bowl. I mean, that one Nike ad, like, they tell you you'll lose, you'll win. It's like, no one's telling you they're
going to
lose.
Didn't it stick out like a sore thumb, too? Like, we're having this, like, pro-America party, and everything is, like, there's just an optimism and a sense of pride that exists. And then Nike does their thing. It's like victimhood and trying to profit off of it, which is always the part that makes
it's
me
like
laugh.
They made it in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here you go. You know, we're all for that. No one's Caitlin Clark is like the biggest athlete in the country right
yes.
now, right?
Yep.
And everybody celebrated that. So what the hell are you talking about? But overall, like, end racism, not in the end zone anymore. And Jalen Hurts, you know, thanking Jesus for guiding him to this moment. I don't know. It feels like America is back.
It feels so good, Joe Concha. It feels so good. And when I was, you know, when I'm thinking about girls' sports and watching Nike, like we're saying here, like it just was like, ooh, which one of these is not like the other? Nike, you are in the past. And it just sticks out like a sore thumb. At the same time, going back to Donald Trump having an amazing week, I played four sports through my senior year of high school. I love sports. I coach my, you know, I know that you're around youth sports all the time because I follow you on X. I'm around youth sports all the time. I have three daughters. My daughter plays volleyball. She plays basketball. I care deeply about it because I'm super connected to it. But other people don't care about it. But right now, yet last week, Donald Trump signing that executive order surrounded by all of these young girls is the most beautiful image that I have ever seen in my life. And then Nike's like, everybody's telling you you can't. I mean, like, that's so out of touch right now. And it's so obviously out of touch. It's enjoyable.
I think, Annie, I shared that my wife was a Division I athlete,
yeah.
right? And she ran at Georgetown, and you know, it's tough, right? To get to that level and to be at the level that she was, where she was once ranked third in the country. And I've shared this story, but it's worth repeating. Like, she's not a very political person, right? She's got too much going on with the kids, and you know, she's a doctor, and it just, you know, a lot going on, right? And two dogs, by the way, and three frogs. I can't even begin to get it.
And you, Joe,
and me, you got to take care of me. That's two full time jobs. But you know, when that bill was, or at least the executive order was signed, and I think a bill eventually will be passed to make it permanent, she like stopped and watched and said, good.
Yes.
It's so unfair what's happening to so many girls on the collegiate level that are either getting hurt or getting beat when they should, for the rest of their lives, remember that they were a national champion or they finished first in their conference. And it's like, okay, this resonates with more women, suburban women, than we know. And the fact that, again, how many was it? 203 Democrats voted against the Protecting Women in Sports Act. How do you defend that?
No.
How do you run on that? That's a campaign ad against every single one of those Democrats, because I don't see what common sense defense you have of, it's like saying, yay, steroids in sports. We should give people an advantage over other people.
Yeah.
Go Roger Clemens. Go Jose Canseco. No!
St. Louis, we say Mark McGuire.
Oh, Mark McGuire. I love Mark in 98.
Yeah.
And I'm a Sosa fan.
It brought baseball back. You could say that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, when you're thinking about Donald Trump and all of the wins that he is stacking up, and you're looking at the left, I mean, I'm sure that you've seen we're not going to play it right now. We've already played it probably enough. I've lost enough listeners today. The "which side are you on" chant from the protesters out. I mean, I just think that when the more you hear them say "which side are you on," the more people who are likely to change sides. What where is the left right now, anywhere, in any capacity, winning on an issue?
There are three things, right? They're unhinged, they are disorganized, and they are leaderless. Those three things ain't good. And these rallies, if you're a Republican, you want these things every day for the next 4 years.
Yes.
You want Jasmine Crockett everywhere, on the screen, in front of a microphone. You want more Maxine Waters. You definitely want more Elizabeth Warren, who sounds more crazy as she gets older. You know, I mean, just they all are screaming and they offer zero solutions. It's one thing to say, this is wrong, this is what we want to do. They got nothing. And they can't keep up with Trump, so they can't coalesce around one message, because the target keeps changing. So they don't know where where to aim exactly. So they landed on Elon Musk, I guess, which, okay, you want to go after the most successful person right now in business. I guess you could go ahead and do that. But the fear-mongering, when you fear-monger for 10 years, like they did under Donald Trump, fascist threat to democracy, and then you try the same thing with Elon Musk, no one's listening.
Yeah.
No one cares. The protests are, this ain't set to 2017 anymore. That's certainly for sure. Donald Trump's controlling the conversation. That's why.
Well, we are looking forward to your book coming out, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big, Beautiful Campaign. It's coming out in April. Tease people on your book a little bit. What put you in the position to say, I have to write this book?
February of 2024. I watched Joe Biden once again talk about a conversation he had with a world leader that was dead for 9 years. And I said, there is no way this guy's winning. And Trump has everything on his side in terms of the issues, you know, inflation, border economy, you know, the wars and censorship and wokeness and all that stuff. Right. And I said, so this guy's going to win. And I probably should write a book on the campaign. And I kind of did a lay of the land and no one else was doing that. So I said, all right, this would be kind of cool. Never really covered a campaign before. I could be embedded at rallies. I could have a conversation with the president, which I did. And I just want to go through the whole thing from soup to nuts. I never expected assassination attempts. I never expected Joe Biden dropping out and Kamala Harris being
installed. You were writing the book before that stuff. You started the book before that stuff happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And that book wrote itself.
I pitched it, and the book starts in May. But yeah, then it wrote. I swear to God, Annie, it did. Every chapter was just like, oh boy, now I got to write about the Al Smith dinner. Now I got to write about the Madison Square Garden rally. I got to write about these horrible debates where the moderators were so overwhelmingly biased. But the best chapter, obviously, was the aftermath. And the reaction to it and all the meltdowns that happened. It's utterly, you know, the quotes that I have in there, especially, in fact, I'll leave it here. Every chapter starts out with a quote from somebody predicting that Kamala Harris will win and will win easily. You know, Bill Kristol, George Conway, Joe Scarborough, Nikki Haley. I got Republicans in there as well. Chris Sununu, you name them. All predicting that Trump was going to go down, and obviously that didn't happen. So, yeah, and the cover's great. It's got Trump waving at McDonald's, not the assassination photo, which he loved. I showed him when I was at Mar-a-Lago for New Year's Eve, and he goes, you know, the head of Google told me that that was the most downloaded photo of the year. He goes, you know what you're doing. I would have gone with that, too. I'm like, all right, I got approval, so this is good. But, yeah, it's a great book, as you said. It's hilarious, too. I mean, you know me. It's not, like, serious and stuffy. Like, we have some fun with it.
I'm absolutely going to get myself a copy, and I can't wait to go through it, and we will continue to promote that to our listeners because the read is good. Anytime you put pen to paper, Joe, it's entertaining, which is important, and we always appreciate you getting on the show with us here.
Thank you for quoting Gordon Gekko.
You bet.
A good one.
Take care, Joe. Thanks for being with us today.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Fox News contributor Joe Concha. You can follow him on X, which I encourage you to do, at Joe Concha TV. Specific to what he's kind of saying there, Joe has a way of, he's got his eye on the media, and he does the dirty work for us. He's peeking over at the people who you can't handle watching, and he just pulls out the nuggets that you're like, I'm glad I got that. Which he's including in his book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, which is coming out in April. A great spring read for you, maybe on your spring break. We'll have to find out the exact date that it comes out. Thanks for Joe Concha for coming on today. Wiggins America, no, forget about that. Ryan Wiggins, Wiggins America's over. Isn't it always Wiggins America when he's in here? Because it feels like it. We'll get Ryan back in here. I got to find out if he did a weather report. As soon as we went to send him outside, I think it stopped precipitating. I'm looking outside right now at the beautiful St. Louis flag flying in front of the library. And I don't think it's precipitating here. Is it where you are? Please let us know. Annie Fry YouTube channel. You can leave a comment right there while you vote in this very important poll. Are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Ryan Wiggins back in studio next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.